Good morning and welcome to Cool Science Radio. I'm your host, Lynn Ware Peak. My co-host, John Wells, is, well, on assignment, let's say, this week. It's 9:07 and this is day four of the Whodunit Summer Pledge Drive. We're, of course, looking for your calls in support of your community radio station, KPCW. The number to call, 649-9004. We've got a room full of volunteers and all kinds of specials. Boy, look at those specials, would you? From Reverend Horton Heat, Lynyrd Skynyrd. We've got tickets to George Thorogood. We've got all kinds of things. And those volunteers are up to date on which specials and premiums we have to give you great value, as we always do, for your pledge. 649-9004 is the number to call. And sitting with me today is our underwriter for Cool Science Radio. It's Nexus IT. I'm joined in the studio by Earl Foote and Ryan Smith. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Lynn.
And we were just talking, you know, Nexus IT is one of those businesses that you hear of a lot because you underwrite on KPCW. Everyone in the community has heard your business name, and that's what underwriting with KPCW gets you. But I think a lot of people have no idea what you do. So why don't you start, Earl, by telling us?
Great. Thank you very much, Lynn. And yes, you know, we have done underwriting here on KPCW for, I think, going on probably 10 years. It has been for us as Nexus in the local community has been our number one most effective, you know, advertising, you know, dollar for dollar, it brings us more business than anything else. It's worked very well for us. So we're thankful to the station for that. And we're thankful that that we're able to support, you know, a good local radio station that brings good content and that enriches our community and our individual lives. Nexus IT essentially provides technology solutions to small and medium-sized businesses and residents. And by technology solutions, I mean anything that's related to IT or information technology. We sell laptops and computers and servers and software, and we do all the service and repair and implementation and maintenance of that stuff. You know, we design and implement networks for businesses. We do things like voice over IP phone systems and phone service. We do websites and web development, web design, software development. We do...
That certainly sounds like a wide breadth of services that you do. And is that because you have a lot of different people working for you that are experts in these different areas? Or if you're an IT guy, do you kind of know how to do it all?
You know, it really depends. You know, there are technicians in this industry that are compartmentalized, particularly in larger corporate environments. Technicians' roles are very compartmentalized. They're very specific. When you deal with, as we do, mostly small and medium-sized businesses, our objective is to help them, you know, cover the entire gamut of their IT needs. So we diversify and we do just about everything, and we definitely have technicians that specialize in different things. But a lot of our technicians are very capable and very able to do just about anything.
All right. So if you've heard, so Earl has underwritten with KPCW since about... Like you said,
04, I think.
Decade.
04, okay. Yeah. The business has been around since 1998. If you recognize the name of this business and if you call them, because you heard about them on KPCW, why don't you give us a call now to show your support, to show that what we do here is effective and it's helped you in the community. 649-9004 is the number to call.
And Lynn, just let me jump in as the designated JW substitute. And I like that on assignment description. I believe JW's assignment is sailing on Lake Winnipesaukee in New Hampshire, actually.
There's some science and technology in there somewhere.
There's some science to figuring out all that. And I just wanted to jump in to say we're grateful both, Earl, for Nexus's long support all these years and your great endorsement of the effectiveness of underwriting. But we also, you also are the, I guess, the official provider of IT services for KPCW. And running a radio station is has some technical challenges. We have a gazillion, and that's a pretty exact number, audio files and various servers that feed into the radio signal. And it's a for us, a pretty complicated network that we know we can call on you 24 hours a day and get things straightened out. Generally, you can remote in and don't even need to show up here and debug our systems.
That's absolutely correct, Larry. And yeah, thank you. And we're very happy and proud to be you know, the IT provider for an organization like KPCW. And yeah, this is you know, certainly radio is a complex little animal when it comes to technology and all the little components and you know, everything that interfaces together to be able to play your news and your audio files and you know, and broadcast. It's fun for us. You know, it's a different environment than we work with and with most of our clients. So it's kind of fun to do something a little different, a little more challenging. And absolutely, when KPCW is in need, if it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you're down, Nexus IT is there for you.
We need to be on the air 24/7, 365, and there's a lot of technology behind that. And our audio sources are everything from pulling sound off a cell phone to bringing it in on satellite from 24,000 miles up. So. And every source in between, and between merging underwriting messages with PSAs, with live microphones, with live remotes, with satellite feeds, with news stories that are edited on various. We have a lot of servers serving up different components of audio, and yeah, it's an interesting process.
It certainly is, you know, and you know, so the public knows KPCW has recently gone through, you know, thanks to generous donations, you know, with fundraisers like this, KPCW has been able to do some upgrades recently to your network and get to some newer platforms in terms of operating systems and getting off of Windows XP and onto Windows 7 and getting onto a new audio package called Enco. And you know, it's these types of fundraisers that allow KPCW to stay on the air, that allow you to have the technology, you know, and stay current with the technology, you know, and KPCW, like any nonprofit around Park City, is always in need of extra, you know, dollars to be able to commit towards technology and upgrade, because there's always aging stuff that needs to
and you know, the fund drive itself, you know, meets our operating expenses, and then we squirrel away a little for the rainy day when we need. And yeah, just to give the audience an example, between installing Enco, between upgrading every workstation in the building, and between the engineering work, and this is not counting any cost that we have with Nexus, just networking everything together and buying equipment. This year, probably in the last 6 months, we've invested more than $50,000 into IT upgrades. A large portion of that has been funded by grants from foundations. The George and Dolores Dore Eccles Foundation has been generous, as has the Promontory Foundation, and we have matched some of that money with other money. And just know that it is very complicated and expensive to purchase, install, and run the equipment that it takes to broadcast 24/7 every day of the
That's
year.
That's right. And, you know, some public radio stations are connected to universities and sources of big funding. We are not. We are just sitting up here on Sweet Alley above the liquor store, kind of just out there by ourselves, except that we're supported by the community, by you, by our listeners. And this is when we really need your support. We ask for it twice a year. We're not a utility. It's something that you as a listener need to support. So as Larry and Earl say here, that we can upgrade our systems and keep on air. And anyone who's listened to KPCW knows that we occasionally have those challenges, some power surge challenges, and to be able to keep those at bay and keep Nexus IT doing what they do, our program director Mike Gerdes says, saving our behinds many times is what you've done. And
I'm not sure he put it quite that delicately.
Well, he didn't. He didn't put it, you know.
Maybe
he
said
available. For
saving our bacon.
That's right. So Ryan Smith is joining us in the studio. You're a technician,
correct?
Right. So talk about some of the specific things that you do in any given day.
It just kind of ranges depending on the issue. I mean, we'll get phone calls or emails saying, you know, our server's down, you need to come fix it. Or all the way down to, hey, I can't get my email for, you know, it just quit working. So, I mean, some little things like, you know, going in, helping them change passwords, or people have forgotten their passwords, up to servers going down and having to go on site and figure out why it's not loading properly or what's getting stuck on it, or, you know, if it's even just gone down due to a hardware failure and troubleshooting hardware. So
that's right. So really, again, the breadth of what you do, I mean, some of the problems that you have to solve, like I imagine those here at KPCW, are pretty complex. The other ones are the things that are a, you know, 30-second fix for someone who knows, but like Larry's saying, he can't get his email off of his phone because he can't figure out how to change the password. He spent hours on different chat rooms.
Samsung apparently has not deemed it worthy of telling users how to do this. But Earl assures me that when we take a break, he can do it before we come back from a break.
I know. I like that. And so, you know, these things that really are so elusive to us, you know, it's so far beyond, you know, taking your car to the mechanic and saying, oh, it kind of sounds like this, and the mechanics, you know, get a good chuckle out of you trying to describe the problem. It's so far beyond that, because we have no idea what is out there. Even if we're decent on with our own technology, you know, we can navigate our way through it. It's really something.
Any more too, Lynn, you mentioned mechanics, and really, you know, cars are computerized at this point. Everything in your car is run by a computer, and mechanics anymore, even if you tell them the noise it's making, all they do is hook a computer up to the computer in your car and run some diagnostics, and it will usually tell them what's going on. It's amazing, you know, how far technology has brought us, but it is, for many people, it's confusing, and that's fine. You know, that's why we're here. It's not necessarily confusing to us. It's what we do for a living. It's what we, you know, what we're passionate about and do all the time. So we're here to clear up those confusions and help people make sense out of technology and make it work for them.
That's right. Well, I have some questions. We'll take a short underwriting break. The phones aren't ringing here. We'd like to hear them ring. If you've been waiting all week and you haven't called in yet, your pledge of support, 649-9004. We've got some volunteers who need something to do in there. And, of course, even if you have called in, now's a great time to call. You can work through the premiums and figure out what is going to be give you the most value for giving us the value of your pledge and your support. We have another special getting hung up here. Skull Candy headphones. They're the Aviator with the MP3 mic. And that is $150 value for $125 pledge, and there is only one.
We've had a number of these donated by Skull Candy, and people have been snapping them up, and we are down to the last one. So you're going to have to call quickly to knock down the last one of those. If you're interested in entertainment, we've got some great vintage bands playing in Salt Lake. Reverend Horton Heat at the Depot next Thursday, a week from today. And a week from tomorrow, Leonard Skinner is at USANA Amphitheater, and George Thorogood is at the Depot on September 30th, and we can get you tickets to any of those great events. Thorogood is playing with Trampled Underfoot at the Depot, a great music venue in Salt Lake. Have a great date night out there. For a $50 pledge, we're going to get you $65 worth of gear from Backcountry. We'll get you a gift certificate for $25, and from Black Diamond, a lantern. So, also, that is worth $65, and it's a $50 pledge. So, as always, when you pledge to KPCW, you get a genuine thank you gift, not just a coffee mug.
That's right. And if you listen to Cool Science Radio and you enjoy it, you know who you are out there who've stopped me in the grocery store. In fact, some people have said Cool Science Radio is the best public affairs show, and it's because science and technology are those things that are kind of elusive to those of us who haven't grown up with it or gotten degrees in it. And what John and I try to do is make it available to the layperson, make it accessible and make it fun. And we're not shy about saying, hey, I don't know anything about this, decipher it for little old me. And so I think that's what makes it, it makes it simple and it makes it fun for our listeners as well. So give us a call. You've heard from, just a few examples here. We talked with Mary Mazzio of Underwater Dreams. Now that's the documentary about the four teenage boys from the desert who were Hispanic kids. They built this. They had no idea how to build a robot, but they had heart and they had soul, and they went up against a team from MIT and other teams from all over the nation, but they ended up scoring first. She did a documentary about it. We spoke to her. A couple nights later, I saw her talking to, I can't remember if it was Jon Stewart on The Daily Show or the Colbert Nation, Stephen Colbert. But those are the kind of guests we get on here.
We are. I don't know that that folks realize the caliber of guests we get. We have contacts with the biggest book publishers in New York and London, and we're not shy about calling up an author at or a researcher at Oxford University in England and talking to them live on the air. And you're right, you had a guest who later shows up on Jon Stewart. We've had any number of circumstances where we're right up there with in the same time frame getting people who then show up on the Today Show, or they were on the Today Show the morning before.
That's right. And a lot of that is because of the community that we live in. We'd like to say it's because we do great interviews, which I think we do, but it's because we have such a unique community here in Park City where, we've got, they've heard of it. Everyone has heard of Park City through the skiing or Sundance or any of these kinds of things. They think, wow, I want to be in that market. I want to be promoting my, documentary or my book or whatever it is. So also we bring you a lot of science from this state. Come to find out, the University of Utah and Utah State University are some leading science universities doing incredible things. We just talked to Dr. Doug Lemon up at Utah State University about they have the first electric battery charging for electric vehicles track. It's a quarter mile track that they're constructing. They've gotten funding for it, and they're developing the technology where if you have an electric car, you drive over the charging station and it charges it. This is what we're going to see in our future, and we talked to him about that. So these kinds of guests we talk to on Cool Science Radio, and if you like to hear that and if you'd like to keep hearing it and keep us on the air and keep bringing you these kinds of topics, give us a call now. 649-9004 is the number to call. Let's take a quick break for underwriters, and we'll be right back.
Support for KPCW comes from the Park City Mountain Resort, committed to keeping the resort open this 2014-15 season for the community and for guests. More at keepparkcityopen.com.
Hey, And this is Cool Science Radio, science and technology, fun and accessible and entertaining. That's how we bring it to you. I'm Lynn Ware Peak. I'm in the station with our station manager, Larry Warren, along with Earl Foote and Ryan Smith from Nexus IT. They are underwriters of this show, and they do great service throughout the community. And Earl, you've got a message for some of your clients out there.
I certainly do. You know, any of our clients or associates or cohorts that we do business with in any way whatsoever, especially if you're local here to Park City, and you know, I know all of us locals use and enjoy KPCW and the content and how it keeps us connected to our community and the news and what's going on. So I'd encourage any of the people who know us as Nexus IT to please call in, you know, join us in supporting KPCW and make a donation. It doesn't matter how small or how big. And as Larry mentioned, you know, this is a unique situation because the community has come together, and you call in and make a pledge, and you're going to get wonderful gifts back. I mean, for a $25 pledge, you get two tickets to Leonard Skinner. Who doesn't want that? You know, I mean, take your wife to Leonard Skinner, you know, for $12.50, you know, each. I mean, that's a great price. You know, you might as well do it.
That's right, Leonard Skinner. Wow. That's good stuff. And we've got Betsy coming in doing a little dance here. She wants to get the phones ringing. This woman needs to stay busy. She's a great volunteer. And so give her a call, 649-9004.
And we want to thank United Concerts for throwing in the tickets to Reverend Horton Heat, Leonard Skinner, and George Thorogood all. You can go to any one of those shows. Or if you want to listen to their music on your Skullcandy headphones, just one pair of those left as well. 649-9004. One quarter of our operating budget comes in during our pledge drives, and this is the money that allows us to serve you with the news, information, entertainment. The remote broadcast last night, we brought you live the Deer Valley Wednesday night concert. Great Wasatch Jazz Project from Salt Lake. Mm-hmm. 30-piece jazz band. They knocked the socks off the crowd there. And our listeners got to enjoy that without having to go there. Although it's more fun to go there.
It is,
and again,
but the sound is great over the radio.
It's absolute broadcast quality sound, just perfect. And tomorrow night, we will be setting up another remote broadcast and coming from Camas with the South Summit Park City Miners opening football game of the season, the return of Mike Shepard to coaching PCHS Miner football. So, Miner Nation will mostly make the short road trip to South Summit, but those who can't or wish not to can hear the game only on KPCW.
That's right. It's all good stuff, and it's really fun during football season to turn on the radio. I go to those games occasionally, but I usually forget. But
can,
I turn on the radio,
jump
and
in the booth. And do some color commentary if you'd like.
Oh, that would be good, considering I barely know the rules of football. But you know, maybe I'll comment on the band or something, the cheerleaders.
Well, just yell out home run, you'll be all set.
it's color. You can just add local color. I've wandered up to the booth a few times and offered my completely uninformed opinions. So why shouldn't you?
Yeah, I could go through the halftime show. I could do that. All right. 649-9004 is the number to call. And, you know, as I mentioned before, that we talked to a lot of the experts and scientists from the universities, Utah State and University of Utah. And we just got a release, and this will be someone we'll talk to in the coming weeks. This is big news. Coming out of the University of Utah, and you guys can talk about a little bit about this. It's the cloud. So cloud computing has really, I don't know if it's revolutionized the way we do computing, but I think a lot of people don't understand completely what the cloud is, and I'm going to ask you about this. But first, University of Utah computer scientists have just received, and this is new news, a $10 million grant from the National Science Foundation to build and support a new facility for researchers studying cloud computing. So as I understand it, cloud computing is just a sort of a metaphor for saying the internet. It means anything that is not stored on your own hard drive physically. It's out there on some hard drive in the sky.
You're brilliant, Lynn. Good job.
I think I could do that with football, too.
Yeah. So, you know, us geeks in the IT world have referred to the world outside of your network, the internet world, as the cloud for decades, and cloud computing is most certainly revolutionizing the way that we use technology, and not just for businesses, but everybody and everything. On your smartphone, things like iCloud and Dropbox, your email and all those things are cloud services and cloud-based, technology products. But it gets so much more involved and complex than that. And that is one of the things that we do at Nexus IT. We sit down with our clients and look at how they use their technology. And if migrating to cloud-based solutions, is a feasible project for them, if it's something that will help them increase their productivity, if it's something that will allow them to be more mobile, give them better access to their resources from anywhere in the world, and if it will help them save money. And oftentimes, with the way that cloud computing is going, that is certainly the case. There are situations where, for certain businesses, some cloud solutions, are not the right solution, but in many cases they are. When you're a business, you have to be somewhat careful, because there's a lot of consumer-grade cloud solutions out there that aren't really made for businesses, but a lot of businesses kind of adopt those and start using them on their own without understanding some of the pitfalls and the security risks and things like that.
So what would be some examples of that are applications designed more for personal use, but businesses do it?
One of the most common would be Dropbox. Dropbox has gone, wildfire, over the last couple of years. And, they have something like 3 billion subscribers, on Dropbox.
I didn't know there were many people connected to the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of security breaches on Dropbox, right?
Yeah. And the difficulty with something like Dropbox for businesses is, once you've shared, sensitive business data with somebody else on Dropbox, you've shared files or things like that, there's no way to get that data back. If somebody becomes disgruntled or a relationship becomes soured, and you've allowed them access to your data, they will have that data, and we've unfortunately had situations where clients of ours, disgruntled employees have walked with information, proprietary information, and become competitors with that information, used it against, their former employer, things like that. So you do have to be careful. There's, especially as a business, you should consult with, professionals about what the right cloud solutions are for your business, because there are certainly some that are not the right solutions.
Okay. Interesting. That is very interesting. Okay. We'll talk more about that in just a minute. And Ryan, we've got some thank yous.
Yeah, we'd like to thank an anonymous donor for their donations. They would like to say thank you to the Canyons. We also want to thank Emma Gardner, and her message is we support
Earl
with his endeavor with IT. And then also Kirsten Meehan would also like to say thanks, KPCW, all the way from Hamilton, New Jersey. So,
all right.
Appreciate hearing from you, Kirsten, and thanks for tuning in on the web. It's one interesting thing, Earl, about radio, and we'll get back to the cloud in a minute, but the fact that radio now can be streamed anywhere on Earth. This pledge came in from New Jersey, from a listener in New Jersey. Our first pledge on day one of our pledge drive came from Greenland. a listener in Greenland. Okay. So it truly is a worldwide web, and I have been here in the booth in the evening and had song requests phoned in from Australia. So Park City is a famous place in the world, and a lot of people hold it close to their heart, and we are their connection when they are far away. They can always still stream us, and that's quite
right. It
fun.
Makes them feel like they're here when they really want to be here, yeah. But they're somewhere yeah. else,
also
like New
from,
Jersey.
From a Philadelphian this morning.
All
as
right. Well,
you know, Larry, it is fascinating, and you know, first of all, I just want to say thank you to Emma Gardner. You know, for calling in, and Kirsten Meehan, and our anonymous donor. You know, for supporting KPCW, but you know, we in Park City, we are spoiled to live in a very unique community, and KPCW is such an integral part of that unique community, and it ties us all together. It's kind of a diamond in the rough that you don't find in small communities our size, you know, throughout the country or throughout the world. And I think a lot of people who visit, you know, Park City and come, you know, to ski here, or might, you know, come and enjoy our beautiful summers, you know, they tune in and they hear the local radio station when they're here, and then they go back home, and just as Lynn said, they miss that connection. You know, they form a bond with this community, and they love it, and they form a bond with the radio station, and so, you know, they call in from all around the world to support, and that's wonderful.
We've had listeners from Antarctica.
Awesome.
we legitimately can claim listeners on every continent.
And it is, you know, what an hour to talk about it, because it is the technology and the cool science that allows KPCW to be able to broadcast worldwide over the internet.
That's right. That's right. You know, I do the same thing when I go places that I love. Like, I regularly log on to this website in the Dolomites to find out what's going on there, because there's this little part of me that wants to be there. You know, of course, I'd much rather be in Park City. But so we do. This is what Park City brings. It's this community that you want to be a part of. And part of that is the radio station at the center of it that keeps bringing you all of the information, whether it's news, music, fun stuff, you know, and then science and technology here on Cool Science Radio.
You know, a lot of people years ago, recent years, have been writing off radio, saying radio doesn't have a future. This is old technology. Marconi invented radio, you know, 120 years ago, about 110 years ago, maybe. And, you know, it's old legacy media. But that's not the case. We are mobile. We're on your phone. We are on the internet. We're on your iPad. And we're everywhere in the world. And radio is an exciting place to be in terms of technology right now.
That's absolutely right, Larry. And even for someone like me, I'm here, you know, every day, all day long, but because I'm usually working, I'm not listening to the radio. So when I go on vacation, you know what I do? I stream some of the old Public Affairs archive shows on kpcw.org, This Green Earth. You know, if I haven't heard them in a while, I stream it while I'm on vacation, wherever I am in the world. And that's, you know, it's a great source. So it's not just the live, you know, streaming as right now as we're broadcasting, but it's the archive things that you can go back to as well.
Yeah, exactly. In the old days, meaning pre-internet, you know, once a program aired, it was on its way to Mars and was never coming back. It was just broadcast and cast out, and off it went. And if you didn't catch it the first time, you couldn't catch it. But now we have podcasts available of all our public affairs shows, of much of our news, and that stuff is available and will live forever on our website. And you can access, just go to our search window and write down the name of somebody you heard interviewed once, and it's going to pop right up and available on demand.
And, you know, really there's few things quite as convenient as, you know, your local radio station. You know, as we're all driving around town and we're running to a meeting, or we're, you know, going to and from work, or we're running kids to soccer practices or lacrosse, or, you know, running to the grocery store, whatever it might be, you know, we listen to the radio, and there's few things that so conveniently connect us to what's going on in the community. You know, the news and the politics and the events and lost and found. My boys are, I have three boys, and they're very forgetful boys, just like most boys. And they've left things on the city buses, and I've had a dog run away a couple of times, and we've gotten wallets back, and we've gotten dogs back, and things like that, thanks to KPCW. It's a wonderful resource for our community to have, and we all benefit from it.
That reminds me of my favorite personal lost and found story that I have to relate again. I've told the story many times, but it's worth it. I was here one morning filling in for Leslie, and I was reading the lost and founds, and all of a sudden I'm reading about a Volkswagen fob with a key ring with this little brass thing on it and describing it, and I'm thinking, this sounds like my keys. Sure enough, someone had found my keys on my street before I even realized they were missing. You know, I was just using the extra key and figured I'd find them in the house. So I'm reading it, and it's dawning on me as I'm reading it, and I thought, that is community radio at its best. And so I cut to underwriters, I dialed the number, and it was my neighbor down the street, and I went, yes! Those fobs are not something you want to lose. They're expensive.
Yes, they certainly are.
Hey, let's get back to since this is the science and tech show, a cool science radio. Back to the cloud. Let's drift back to the cloud. The cloud, of course, is not up there in the sky. It's in a server farm in rural Kansas or somewhere. And when you send your data off. And when you send it anywhere, when you hit send on the internet, security is just a huge issue. In the news just this morning, UPS has had its customer data get away from it. Target, of course, was the famous data breach some time ago.
Even right here in Utah last month, it was... the genealogy site, what is it called?
It's the Ancestry.
Ancestry. Didn't they have a breach as well?
Yeah.
So it's maybe different in every situation, but what are a few rules of thumb on keeping your data secure?
So, when it comes to cloud technology, there's a few things to keep in mind and to know. And as Lynn said, essentially, when you're using, a cloud solution, it basically means that the solution is not resident to your network or to your local device. So it's not on your local hard drive or it's not on a server in your network, but it's hosted in data centers throughout the country, and we have plenty of those here in Utah. Your thing to keep in mind, first of all, is to make sure that you choose a reputable place and a reputable vendor. As a business, as I mentioned, you need to make sure that you're choosing business grade type of solutions and not consumer grade type of solutions, because the security implemented on those are completely different. In today's world, hackers are working all the time to get into databases like Target and UPS, and primarily they're doing that for the purposes of gaining credit card information and identity information and being able to live lavish lifestyles at everybody else's expense. And there's other motives, but that's the primary motive. So first of all, with if you're a business and you're choosing to go into the cloud, you need to definitely check into the reputability of the vendor that you're looking to work with. It's good to also keep in mind that any of these data centers, any of these large providers, their networks are they're all best practices type of networks. They're very robust, very secure. It doesn't mean they're impenetrable, but they're much more impenetrable than your local office network. The big difference is that smaller local office networks are not often a target to hackers as much as the big data centers, because they want to go after millions and millions of names and social security numbers and credit cards and things like that, and not necessarily a few hundred.
So you're making it sound almost like don't go, you know, you either go keep it really small and on your own hard drive, or you go big to these huge data storage centers. Don't go kind of medium like you're saying Dropbox. And what are some of the other medium size?
For a business, that would be fairly correct, Lynn. And every situation is different. And that's why, you know, we'll sit down and consult with our clients and figure out what the best solution is for them. Sometimes it's not to go cloud. Sometimes it's to do some sort of hybrid solution and be partially cloud and partially not. And sometimes it's to be completely and totally in the cloud. Most certainly, you know, again, your local small network is much easier to be for a hacker to hack than it is for them to get into these large robust networks. And sometimes when I hear about these breaches like UPS, I wonder, you know, what really happened, because if the network is built right, administrators like us will receive alerts when somebody's trying to hack, and you're able to combat that in the moment. You're able to block them. Of course, they're going to keep coming back, and you've got to keep doing things. But I wonder sometimes if they haven't set up the proper monitoring and things like that, so that, you know, administrators and technicians aren't alerted that it's going on. Because for most hackers to get into a network like that, it will literally take days or weeks. They run programs and algorithms and bots that are trying to get in, and they use all sorts of different vulnerabilities and protocols, and it gets very, very complex.
Sounds almost like science fiction. It really does. I mean, and that's funny, because every time you see some science fiction type movie where a hacker has gotten in and is now controlling the stoplights in the middle of a city to, carry out this, that, or the other, you go, okay, could that really happen? I don't know. You guys probably know whether or not, to what degree you can hack a system.
We have a couple people on the phone right now, 649-9004, but we have lines available. We have great premiums available. Still have, courtesy of United Concerts, tickets to Horton Heat, Reverend Horton Heat, Leonard Skinnerd, and George Thorogood. They're all playing down in Salt Lake. We'd also appreciate your pledge, just to help us at KPCW. We have a volunteer appreciation party every year. That costs us a little bit in the bar tab and the food bill.
The whiskey lemonade.
If you'd help to sponsor our volunteer appreciation party, we'd sure appreciate it. Or sponsor one of our remotes for a $150 pledge. Folks in the pledge room, our great volunteers, can also inform you about other great premiums we have. Earl and Ryan, everybody carries credit cards in their wallet, and they now, nobody's rolling it across on a hand swipe thing. It's all now data in a magnetic stripe, or not even that anymore. Now it's more embedded than that, but everybody's a little vulnerable there. I can tell you my personal story is my American Express card. I used it 1 minute to buy gasoline at the corner station, and about 10 minutes later, apparently, I went on a major shopping spree for clothes in Rome. And in the course of an hour or two, my bill ran up $12,000 at exclusive shoe shops and boutiques in Rome, Italy. Wow. How does that happen?
So likely what would have happened, Larry, is that they hacked the network that your credit card was being processed on, and they're able to intercept all that traffic and view it all. So when that gas station slides your card through the machine, it transmits your name, your address, your billing address. It transmits the credit card number, the expiration date, the security code on the credit card, everything. And if they've hacked in and they're able to capture the packets, then they can capture the information, and they'll take that as soon, as quick and as fast as they can, and they're gonna get to business before you find out or anybody else finds out, and the card is canceled. You know, there's a few years ago, you know, and this is still going on, but a lot of the newer credit cards now have chips in them. Mm-hmm. And some card companies have stopped doing this because of the major security risk with it. But you no longer have to slide the cards. You know, they can simply be waved, you know, near the card reader or the machine. The problem with that is now you have people walking through, you know, large shopping areas with a bag and one of those machines battery powered in the bag and walking, you know, they walk within a few feet of you and they pick up all your credit card data just like that. They run to the store with it, they use it for a couple hours and then dump it.
Again, talk a little bit about these chips, because I went last year, I was in Europe and I couldn't, we wanted to rent those bikes that you check
the
out
V-hip
of the
bikes. Yeah. And bike racks in all over Europe.
All over.
We were
and you
in
can't
Paris
do it unless
last
you have.
Year and you had to have a metal chip in your card, and apparently the Europeans all have them
and we don't.
And most Americans haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I don't know exactly why. You know, I do know that there's some security concerns, and you know, that's part of the reason why it isn't, you know, hasn't been rolled out in the US to the extent of other places. The interesting thing is that alternative forms of payment, like things like PayPal, you know, especially in Europe, have become extremely popular. You know, people transact with things like PayPal all day long in Europe, and you're seeing it, you know, happening more and more here in the U.S. You know, you go to the grocery store, you have the option to pay sometimes with PayPal or with Google, your Google Wallet, and things like that. You know, ways that maybe can be more secure, but at the same time, there's still those have vulnerabilities. Hackers can still hack those systems. They can obtain your usernames and passwords, and then they can go to town and start spending your money.
And of course, the good thing is credit card companies will not make you pay any of those charges.
Yeah,
and they're good about at least in my case of following up over several days. On the card information and staying in touch.
Right, but to some degree, we do all pay for it, don't we? I mean, really, yeah. We're going to take a quick underwriting break. We've got about 8 minutes left in this hour. We're looking for your calls, 649-9004, the number to call. All kinds of great premiums. And remember, the bottom line here is that you are supporting community radio, KPCW, at the center of your community, and we need your support. We'll be right back.
Support for KPCW comes from the Park City Mountain Resort, committed to keeping the resort open this 2014-15 season for the community and for guests. More at keepparkcityopen.com.
350 Main Brasserie is pleased to support KPCW. 350 Main is located in the historic Golden Rule Building at 350 Main Street and serves contemporary American cuisine with a summer menu including produce from their urban garden, open nightly at 5:30 p.m. Reservations, menu, and contact information at 350main.com.
This is Michelle from Peak Art and Frame, proud supporters of KPCW. Locally owned and operated, Peak Art and Frame features local photography and artwork, as well as digital printing, custom framing, and mirrors. Open 7 days a week, rush service available, located in the Walmart Shopping Center, 649-0801, peakartandframe.com.
Still searching for Lefty's missing true love, Dolores? Pop and Lefty find themselves in Quinn's Junction.
Dolores!
Hold it together, Lefty. The trail ain't cold yet.
Dolores, is that you?
What? This is the golden beauty you've been yapping about? Really? A retriever?
And I'm dizzy about her, Pop. You think I'm crazy, don't you? Woof.
You said it, sister. As Lefty leashes Dolores, Pop knows this all would have been a cakewalk if they just used KPCW's Lost and Found. Keep Park City in the know and keep local programming on the air by giving to KPCW's Summer Pledge Drive now.
Somewhere. It's now 9:55. We've got just 6 minutes left in this hour. We're looking for your calls to pledge your support for your community radio station, KPCW. 649-9004 is the number to call.
Ryan Smith, tech expert at Nexus, has a thank you that's been called in.
Yeah, I'd like to say thank you to Hope Melville for her donation. And she'd like to say that she loves KPCW and especially Cool Science and Mountain Money.
All right.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, Hope.
Thanks, Hope.
Great community member.
A couple of times we've mentioned Hope and Sandy's name over the week as they've called in several times. 649-9004 is the number you need to call if you haven't called yet. We've heard from about 500 of you so far in Park City. Need to hear from many more. You know, the national statistics show that about one of every 11 listeners calls in. We need to do better than that to support public radio in Park City and the Wasatch Back, Summit and Wasatch counties. Both, and Earl and Ryan, you've probably heard our brags on the radio that we are nominated for the Marconi Award as the Station of the Year in the non-commercial radio category, of which there are 4,000, and we are one of five finalists for what amounts to the Oscars of radio. We're quite proud of that, and it's because of listeners like you listening now who support this station and allow us to do what we do. What we do is it's pretty unique. There aren't a lot of towns this size that have a radio station this robust, and it's listeners calling in at 649-9004 who make that happen.
That's great, Larry. Quite an achievement for small town Park City and for our local radio station KPCW to be in the five finalists out of 4,000 nationwide. Good luck. We hope that you win the award.
It's kind of a very memorable day when the ceremony takes place at the National Radio Convention in Indianapolis, September 11th. So we will find out at a big gala that night. It has Grammy Award-winning entertainers and all sorts of things. So I've got to go get fitted for a black tie, I guess, to show up there.
That's right. All right. So we've got just a couple of minutes left in this hour. Real quickly, I wanted to ask you guys, while you're here, we talked a little bit about the University of Utah getting a $10 million grant to further its cloud computing work that they do. They're going to be building this facility called Cloud Lab, and it's actually at the University of Utah's downtown data center, which houses all the cyber infrastructure-based computing and storage needs of the university, but that also includes the University Hospital and Huntsman Cancer Institute. And even though Larry said that, some data storage center out in the wheat fields of Kansas, apparently the Salt Lake Valley and that extends down into the Provo area, that we do have a lot of data storage centers here. And I've wondered why that is.
We have a lot of tech companies in Utah. It's really... Utah, the Salt Lake Valley, Provo, is number two or number three in the nation in terms of the amount of tech companies. Of course, Silicon Valley would be number one. Fargo, I think, is giving us quite the competition. That's become a tech mecca as well. It has a lot to do with the schools. It has a lot to do with a lot of foreign languages being spoke in the Utah area, and companies able to... house customer service centers and things like that. But the good majority of your large tech companies have large offices here in Utah. I mean, we've seen them go up all along I-15, things mm-hmm. like Adobe and Intel and eBay and Computer Associates and Symantec. And, it is a great place. And there's a lot of schools like the U of U and like BYU that turn out the tech students.
Right. Okay, great answer. Well, Earl Foote and Ryan Smith, thank you so much for joining us today. It's Nexus IT or Nexus ITC. The C is consulting, and they can do your consulting for you. Give them a call. They're great underwriters of this radio station, KPCW 91.9 FM here in Park City, and we appreciate all the calls that we get. We need your calls continuing throughout today and all the way till tomorrow. When does does the mayor come in? 6 p.m.
And don't forget also to go online, kpcw.org. Check out our online auction. That closes at the same time, 6 p.m.
That's right. It's KPCW Park City time now for news.